It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. As I'm recording here, it is Monday morning. Just dropped my son off at school, and I'm on the way to work. Not sure if you can hear it in my voice, but I am still dealing with a little bit of kind of an upper respiratory kind of ear, nose, throat thing. My throat is still kind of scratchy. I posted on our TikTok account and Instagram account the other day. Actually, I was doing some traveling for work last week, so I've been kind of absent from not only social media, but certainly the podcast. But wanted to jump on here this morning and see if I could say a few words. My latest update, last week we lost, or the Kill the Can community lost a good friend, a brother, a mentor, by the name of Fran Pro. Russ was an amazing guy. You know, if you go and you look at specifically the Kill the Can Facebook page, when I posted the announcement that Franny had left us, you can look at so many comments and people that just kind of miss Russ, loved him, part of their quit to him. A lot of stories about how he helped them in their quit. Franny was huge in the chat community. So before Kill the Can moved towards kind of the current setup of Discord server being kind of our main platform, the site was built on an old school forum. You know, a threaded forum, and then we had a live chat component to it as well. And you know, those two things have kind of been merged into Discord over the years. But there was a time where live chats were a thing, and Franny would just kind of sit in the live chat all day long, and he would welcome new quitters into the fold, and it was. That's how a lot of people met Russ. He was the most supportive, helpful, badass you'll ever want to meet. And what I mean by that is he would give you the shirt off his back, but he would also at the same time, in the next breath, if you fucked up, he'd tell you you fucked up. And you know, that was one of those things that, you know, he kind of personifies accountability in the Kill the Can community. He'd be your best friend until you messed up, and then he'd be a bulldog on you, trying to understand, trying to teach you where you messed up, how you could do better, and, you know, especially like in the case of a caver, he would make it very, very clear in no uncertain terms that was not acceptable and you needed to kind of get back to it and get into your quit again. Fran was part of the December 06 Hall of Fame class, so I've personally known him for a long time. I was part of the October 06 class, so I quit in July of 2006. And, you know, if he was in December 06, that would mean he probably quit. And I don't know exactly what his quit date was, but it's probably September of 06, something like that. So I've known Russ for a long time. And the December 06 class was the first time when I personally, in my quit, was able to stop focusing so much on my quit and was able to start giving back a little bit to the community. And so I kind of went all in on December 06 and really tried to help those guys and really tried to get to know them. And Russ was one of the guys that I got to know really, really well over the years. You know, I mean, it's sad to lose any of the Kill the Can community. This one really hits hard. You know, Russ had several health issues in this last couple years. And I don't know exactly what it was that took him from us. And it really doesn't matter. I don't think it was cancer. But I honestly don't know. I guess now that I say that, I know that Russ had cancer. I don't think it was related at all to his dipping. And in fact, it was something that he developed very late in life. Long after he quit. But you know, like I said, I wanted to jump on here and say a couple words about Russ. You know, he will be sorely missed. You know, if you go through the main website, killthecan.org, and you do a search for his name, Fran Pro, or if you look at one of the tags, so all the articles on the site are tagged. And so if you go to killthecan.org/tag/FranPro, it will show you all of the content on the site that he is tagged in. And so, you know, kind of looking through, starting with his Hall of Fame speech, he's got so many Brotherhood meetup pictures that he was a part of. He was a part of what I believe is the first, like, you know, larger quitter meet. We went to Buffalo. We went to Buffalo like in 2008, I think. We went to a Bills game. He went to the first Boston meet. He was there. Franny was from New Hampshire. You know, he was at the very first Pennsylvania quit meet, where we've had, you know, I think 12 or 13 of those meets at this point. He was always willing to go out of his way to travel, to meet a fellow quitter. If you look through the site, he is, you know, in my opinion, he coined the term pass it forward. I know that, you know, that is kind of a term that is thrown around quite a bit these days, but from him, he was the first one that I heard it from. You know, he was instrumental. If you've ever read the article on the site called The 2 Week Weakness, he wrote the majority of that stuff. His fingerprints are in a lot of people's quits, whether they know it or not, right? There are, you know, he wasn't super involved in the last couple years in the Kill the Can community. And that's not because he wasn't quit. It's because he was dealing with a lot of stuff in his life. And Russ was an old soul, and so I don't think he necessarily loved Discord. He didn't necessarily like the switch from a technology standpoint to Discord, which is fine. But he would, you know, he was still around the forums, and I would still get texts from him regularly. And like I said, there are people on the forums and on Discord today that they may not even know it, but their quit is shaped by him. Of little sayings that he said, little bits of wisdom that he has passed along, and certainly the spirit and the accountability and the badassery that Fran Pro brought to Kill the Can, they have been affected by him, whether they know it or not. You know, as I mentioned earlier, chat has always been a component to Kill the Can, and Russ was always a huge proponent. Like, you know, throughout the years, we had discussed, hey, you know, do we need this chat? Is it actually working? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he would always fight tooth and nail to keep the chat up and running, make sure that it was there. I don't think I mentioned Russ Fanny was one of, he was a Kill the Can admin for several years. And he would work tirelessly behind the scenes to keep the community going, to address issues within the community. And like I said, chat was his baby. And I think it's probably fair to say that without Fran Pro's influence, I don't know that we would have had a chat for as long as we did. And I don't know that we would have moved towards Discord the way that we did. Discord is a really nice mix, in my opinion, between an old school chat and an old school forum. And I'm not sure that we would have worried so much about the chat functionality if not for the influence of Fran Pro. So, you know, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say here this morning on this podcast. And if I'm being honest, I feel like I'm kind of rambling and I apologize. But Fran was a really special guy and I'm going to miss him. Others that knew him will certainly miss him. And like I alluded to, probably people that don't even know him, they've been affected by him. And losing Fran leaves a big hole in the Kill the Can community. And he will never be forgotten. Russ, we love you. Rest in peace, my brother. Thank you for everything. It has been an honor to walk this nicotine-free path with you. I love you, brother. Thanks.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.